Let me up and let me stand. I think from heaven, oh, stable land, higher plane than I have done. Like bent my feet on higher ground, I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been saved for any length of time, you know that there are times when Christians have troubles. And we're protected to a point, and God takes care of us once we get saved. But we still have problems in this life as saved people. And just as there are problems with ourselves, with each one of us, we each have a problem, there are problems that arise in local churches. And I'm sure if you've been saved for any length of time and you've been a member of a local church, which you should be a member of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. Well, if you've been there for any length of time or been involved in a local church, you know that there are problems that arise. And might I say that problems arise, we often blame the devil for it, but it arises from people many times. And the devil will use people to cause problems within a local church. And I believe this is what Paul the Apostle is trying to get across to us as we read Ephesians chapter 4. At least some of those verses lead to this and tell us that there are problems that can happen. Paul the Apostle is telling us that we need to, according to verse 2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. That's tolerating each other. That's living for the Lord, not living for ourselves. But we learn to tolerate each other. We forbear one another in love. And that's the only way that we can do that. Remember that Christ first loved you. He first loved me by giving his life for me. Christ loved me, and he died for me on the cross of Calvary. So therefore, I need to tolerate my brothers and sisters in Christ. I believe that that's one of the reasons that people in local churches have a lot of problems. They're not together, they're not unified. They don't endeavor to keep the unity. Well, in Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" We need to be agreed on the things of the Lord, not the things of the flesh. We may have a conviction. God gives us a conviction in our heart. We cannot force our conviction upon someone else. Now, if it's something that we see that someone else is having a problem with, such as doing certain things that is actual sin, that is not a conviction. Sin is not a conviction. Sin is sin. So therefore, we need to work with an individual who's having a problem with sin in their lives. Now, we don't need to be forcing ourselves upon another individual, saying that we're right and they're wrong. We need to approach the individual and say, the Word of God says this. Now, we need to work together in our local churches. We need to let people know that we're saved and we're on our way to heaven. And because we're saved, they can be saved the same way. And certainly if they know that we're going through a difficult time in a local church, specifically our local church that we are a member of, if they see that we're having trouble, then they're not going to have any part of that. But we need to tell them that Jesus Christ saves and that people still have problems in this life as saved people, but we need to work together and we need to let people know that we do work together. We are together for the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it talks about having bowels of mercies, kindness, and humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. Don't carry a grudge against your brother or sister in Christ. And let this world know that. Let that person know that you're witnessing to. If they've heard things, you tell them that what they hear is simply something that comes into every human being's life that needs to be handled, and the way it's handled for a Christian is to love one another, forgiving one another, and having bowels of mercies and kindness toward one another. Well, we need to be working hard as saved people, telling others about Jesus Christ. Remember, Paul the Apostle is telling the people in Ephesus, he's giving them some indication and some guidance here as to how the church, the local church, is to be working, how they are to work together. And once again, I spoke the last time about how that some people are not working for the Lord, they're working against the Lord. And in Luke chapter 15 and verse 7, it says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. You see, sinners are those who listen to the Lord's voice and accept Jesus Christ as Savior. The righteous, in verse that we've read in Luke 15, 7, says, these are those who are righteous in their own eyes, as were the Pharisees. Now, these people believe they will go to heaven because of their good works, believing they have no need to go God's way, and this is by Jesus Christ. They believe in the family tradition and so forth and so on. In other words, they need nothing from God is the way that they either say that or their actions prove it. When I want to look at Ephesians chapter 4, and I jumped ahead just a little bit here because I'm leading up to the fact that Paul's going to start talking here about ones. He uses the term one in many places now in these verses that we're getting ready to read in Ephesians chapter 4. Because in verse 4 of Ephesians 4, it says, there is one body, and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Well, one body. The Bible has much to say about this, and the Bible never leaves us in the dark. God never leaves us in the dark. He always leads us to the light. He lets us know what He wants us to know, and He helps us to grow in His grace and knowledge. We talked about that last time. Well, notice the term one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 says, for we being many are one bread. Now, once again, Paul the Apostle here in 1 Corinthians is speaking to the church. And he's speaking to individuals who make up the body of Christ and individuals who are members of a local church. They're all one and the same, people who are saved, people who belong to a local church, people who are serving God in a local church as members of the body of Christ. Paul the Apostle says, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. What is he speaking of here in 1 Corinthians 10:17? Well, I keep reading and I find out that we're all the same. We all come from the same body, the same bread. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. How did we receive life as saved people? We received life by and through Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And Paul the Apostle here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 says, for we being many, that's the saved people, the body of Christ, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Now, we share the bread of life with people in this world. We share Jesus Christ by telling them that they can have the bread of life. He gives life, and it's through Him that we continue on living in this world. As saved people, we continually feed upon the bread of life, His Word. But a person gets saved by partaking of the bread of life, by receiving Jesus Christ into their heart, by receiving Him as Lord and Savior. And I want to read that verse again about one body in 1 Corinthians 10:17. For we being many, that's the people of Christ, are one bread. We all come from the same place, and we're all one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. And remember, I read the verse a few minutes ago, can two walk together except they be agreed? That's the reason I believe that so many churches have a problem. People are not walking and working together for the furtherance of the gospel, of telling other individuals that Jesus saves, and that in local churches they can get along because of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Paul the Apostle is letting us know how that we are to conduct ourselves and how that we are to be in local churches. He's letting each person know that they're not better than the other person. We're going to see more about that as we continue studying in chapter 4 of Ephesians. But Paul the Apostle, God wants us to know that we can serve Him, that we can get the things done in this life that we need to get done for Him. And one of the main things that we need to realize that we're one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. We're all one in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not telling you to throw in with the liberal crowd who says that people can be saved by any means at all. They don't need Jesus Christ. I'm not telling you that we need to condone sin, that we need to condone someone who is not living and preaching the Word of God. What I'm saying is that you and I who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and our brothers and sisters in Christ who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're to get along and we're to serve God together with one spirit. And that spirit, of course, is the Holy Spirit, but we need to serve God with one spirit. And that spirit is our spirit of knowing that we're together, that we are serving Jesus Christ, the hope of this world. Notice in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "For through Him," notice the one Spirit, "for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." We all gain access to the Father by one Spirit. We're all the same. There's not one person who's better than another one. We all go to the Father through the Holy Spirit. And of course, Jesus Christ is the mediator. He's with the Father. The Holy Spirit actually takes our prayer and takes it to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He tells God the Father what we need. And the main thing, one of the main things is, He will tell the Holy Father what we have experienced in our life that brings honor and glory to Him. The successes in our Christian life. And one of the successes I believe that is needed today is success in the local church of people serving God together. Not, if I can use the term, backbiting, not doing things against each other, but working together for the furtherance of the gospel. Well, Ephesians 2:18 talks about the one Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, it says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." We all, as Christians, we are nourished by the Spirit of God through the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will open our minds and our hearts to the things of God as we get into the Word of God. You remember, Jesus Christ, before He left, He said, "I'm going to send a Comforter to you. And that Comforter is going to lead you into all truth." He's not going to speak of Himself. He's going to speak of Me. He's going to speak of the Word of God. And He's going to guide you through the Word of God. And He's going to help you to understand that you can know more and more and more about Me, Jesus says, by getting into the Word and letting the Spirit lead and guide you. Now notice once again, 1 Corinthians 12:13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." So many times in a local church, someone thinks they're better than another person. Well, that's not true. That person, well, one person may have more money than the other one, but that doesn't make that person better than the other one. One person may even be better looking than the other individual, but that doesn't make that person better than the ugly person. We're all the same in Jesus Christ, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. It's the Spirit, and that's not speaking of water baptism either. We may speak of that as we study further in Ephesians. But He's speaking here, the Lord wants us to know that we're all the same in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you know Him today as your Savior, and I pray that if you do know Him, that you're serving Him with all of the abilities that God has given you to serve Him with. Won't you serve Him today and let Him lead and guide your life?